This is a production from the Yak Podcasting Network. The home for your growing sonic map of local voices united in their commitment to the best in podcasting.
Hello, hello, guys. Welcome to Hear Me Bitch podcast. I am Leah Sampson, your host and the person in charge of this madness. Happy, what day is it? Today is Monday. Happy Monday. I think that's important to say because we feel like this is the worst day of the week. It is, but we can always kind of pretend it's not. So I'm really excited to be filming or shooting. Everyone keeps correcting me. They're like, you're recording. I don't give a fuck. I'm producing something. So I'm very excited to produce, create, record tonight's episode. Let me scoot closer. I have a very special guest tonight. He is a dear friend of mine. He is soon to be one of the biggest, I'd say the biggest writers in the industry. He's so creative and so smart, so talented, so wonderful. He's very smooth right now. He shaved every part of his body today because it's Monday and that's what you do to try to make your week be better. Let's introduce you guys to Marcellus. Hello, Marcellus.
Ah, wow, you got my hands all sweaty from that intro. Wow.
Good, I make everyone nervous. Did you shave your palms
yeah,
too?
That's actually, yeah. There was hair on them. I have werewolf syndrome.
It's okay. Yeah, introduce yourself. I don't want to talk for you. And well, go ahead. Yeah, you say it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm Marcellus. Hi, Hear Me Bitch podcast listeners. I am an aspiring writer, producer, and I'm very happy to be here with my friend Leah.
Hey.
After she rescheduled many times.
I'm busy, bitch.
I know you're busy. I aspire to be that
thank
level
you.
Of busy.
And you know what?
Soon.
And I'm working on that. I am really working on being that girl person that can just schedule everything and still drink water and still, you know, drive without texting. Like, I want to be that person one day, and I think I will become that.
I don't think the water part's ever going to happen.
I don't
but,
think
you know,
so
two out
either.
Of three.
Two out of three. Yeah. And that's okay. That just makes me a great American.
Yeah.
We can just do what we can. Yeah. So, Marcellus, you are currently on Grindr right now.
Yes, unless there's a casting agent out, then I'm super
right.
straight and
well,
let me play all the heterosexual roles since, you know, we still have the heterosexuality in Hollywood.
Right. You know, it's really weird. I actually, I was listening to something and this guy was talking about how he didn't get a role for, Marcellus is gay.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly, for those who didn't get the memo. But no, it's funny.
Guys, come find me to test it out.
But. He's really cute, y'all. It's interesting because I've heard a lot of actors say, like straight actors, that say they will not get work for a gay role because they're not actually gay.
Are they lying?
Probably, but you know, but in the moment they're like, okay. So I have my thoughts on that, but I'd love to hear what you have to say about that. What do you think? Do you think that people
I have a lot to say about that.
Well, we have 43 more minutes to talk about it because, you know, yeah, I want to hear your thoughts. What do you think about it? Do you think that men, not that straight men shouldn't get these roles, but do you think it will be, it's better for a man that actually lives a homosexual life to play a homosexual character?
Okay, well, hot take coming up. I don't think that straight men should be able to play gay roles right now in Hollywood because if you look at, because I also love Broadway, but, you know, on Broadway, the playing field's really even. Everyone supports the gay community there. So you have straight people playing gay people playing straight people. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all whatever. It's a free-for-all. But in Hollywood, you know, a lot of actors, you know, even though it's like 2019, they still have to hide their sexuality, or they're told to hide their sexuality, or they won't work. Mm-hmm. And I do think that as much as I would love to live in a world where, you know, anyone can play anyone because it's acting, yada yada, except for like race, don't do that. You sound stupid.
Absolutely not. Don't ever
don't
do that. It's not
do
the
that,
same
bitch.
Thing. That is, don't do that.
You cannot play Martin Luther King Jr., Scarlett Johansson. You can't
don't
do it. You don't have the range. Anyway, but I feel like right now, especially for straight men that, you know, call themselves allies, you know, they should probably take a step back and think, do I really need this role whenever there's an actor that is actually gay that could jumpstart their career?
Yeah. Okay. And so do you think, because I've kind of read into this, and I love just looking at everyone's point of view of something. I still have my own thoughts.
Of course, she's an air sign.
Exactly. And and it's just like, I've read some people say, like, sexuality doesn't determine talent. And that I do kind of agree with. I do agree with that. Like, just mm-hmm. because, like, you know, you are, a homosexual or bisexual or whatever you classify as, but doesn't necessarily mean you are the right actor for that part.
Of course, but on the flip side, if sexuality doesn't, determine talent, then why do so many, people that are gay or bi get told that they shouldn't publicly be gay or bi or
right.
they won't work?
Right.
And I think it should be a sign of solidarity.
Wait, do you mean with the job, or do you mean just like in general?
No, just like if you want to be an actor in Hollywood, you basically get told, don't come out. And it's crazy, and people think that it doesn't happen, but it definitely
right.
does.
Yeah.
And of course, even though I was joking in the beginning that, I'm going to pretend to be straight, I'm not going to pretend to be straight. Obviously,
I don't think you could even if you wanted to.
I have. Every time I go out, people think that I'm Tanaka's boyfriend. Tanaka's our mutual friend. But everyone thinks I'm Tanaka's boyfriend, so whenever she wants to, like, get some dick, I have to, like, stay as far away from her as possible so that I don't get
confused.
Well,
you're just very handsome. I think that's intimidating
to
anybody.
It's because everyone wants to fuck me.
And that's okay. And I feel like we live in a time where now everybody is kind of expressing, like, whether they're gay or straight or whatever you classify as. I think we live in a time now where we're all just really okay with just being ourselves. So I think a lot of dudes, I'm pretty sure a lot of dudes do look at you, and I've known you since the dawn of time, so I know better, but I'm sure guys definitely do look at you and they're like, oh wow, like, this is a fine ass man.
I mean, I do have I have a story about that, but can we go into detail? Well, I'm not gonna go into detail, but basically
Hear Me Bitch. We got things to say and they're here to listen. Yeah. And
I didn't have a friend. She's still my friend. She's my roommate right now. But she basically was, like, dating this guy. And whenever I first met him, we, like, both got drunk and moves were made. But, yeah. So.
Was he gay?
I mean, I don't think he was gay, but I think he definitely is attracted to
both
sexes.
At that time, that night, he was gay. Okay.
Yeah.
Which, there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's my favorite kind of hookups, is one that I can just, like, the next day pretend like it didn't happen. Or it's just like a torrid affair, and it's very, like, low key, and, like, no one talks about it. It's very Victorian era, British people, that kind of shit. But, without the racism.
Like, you totally lost me, so I'm just assuming you're talking about smashing white men. That's just kind of...
I only want to smash white men on the DL for, like, both of us, because, Because I don't want anyone to, like, know that I've had sex with a white man. Not that I have. I'm kidding, I have. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to my ancestors. I'm sorry... Thomas Jefferson.
I don't know what's happening, but that is why I like this podcast. You never know what's going on, but it's always good stuff. Okay, so back to you being on Grindr.
Oh, yeah.
You were choosing some guys.
I was browsing. I don't. Yeah. I'm not a big Grindr person. I don't like random hookups a lot. But, you have to see who's in the area whenever you... I met a lot of good friends of mine on Grindr.
Friends?
Yeah, I have a friend that I met on Grindr. I have only two. One I met on Tinder, and then another one I met in a Lyft.
Wait, so you met him on Grindr, and then you met him in a Lyft?
No, there's one I met in a Lyft, and then another one I met on Grindr.
Okay. I don't really know what that means. It just sounds like you matched with someone, and then y'all got a Lyft together?
No, you don't match on Grindr.
You just sacrifice.
These are all different people, by the way.
You just sacrifice.
Yeah, these are all different people, by the way. But, yeah.
Okay.
But that's why Grindr is, like, so creepy sometimes, because you don't have to, like, actually match with anyone. They just, sometimes it's like, here's my asshole.
Oh, I love that. So, how does Grindr work for you?
It doesn't.
I didn't think so, but I was hopeful. So, like, because I mean, we're going to talk about the whole dating app thing and the whole or how that works, but for you, I know Grinder is a whole different world. So please explain what's it like at the Day of Marcellus, just browsing through
Grinder. I mean, since I am home a lot of times, it's the same faces, and every once in a while, a new one pops up. But
it's a fun moment.
Yeah, but for the most part, especially since Austin's like kind of small. Well, smaller for me because I'm from Houston, so.
No, it's definitely really small. That's my problem with, I've literally ran into people that I've swiped on Tinder 4 years ago at fucking HEB and Whole Foods and Trader Joe's.
No, I was in a lift with someone that I chatted on Grindr with, and I was like,
and
fuck.
I believe that. I believe it.
I was like, shit. I'm not sure if he remembered, but I definitely did because.
Did you say like, hey, so now's the time, whip
no,
it
I
out.
No, I didn't say shit.
Oh, you coward.
Yeah, you're fucking right, I'm a coward.
I would have been like, all that shit you were talking in the DMs, let's put it to work right now. Nope. Lyft drivers knows what's up. They wouldn't be surprised. They really wouldn't.
I really wish that would never happen to me.
You don't want a dude to be like, yeah, hey, this is our time to meet. This is happening. This is God at work. Let's get it going.
Get it going in the back of the Lyft?
Why not?
No, public sex is like my phobia.
Yeah, I believe that because a lot of Lyft drivers have like Cheeto crumbs in the seats, and I don't know if you've ever had a vagina, but when you have a vagina, it's not really.
I had a vagina once, but
and you got rid of it. I totally get it.
Yeah, it wasn't working for me.
So what are we doing right now? So Marcellus is actually browsing on Grindr right now.
Spoiler alert: there's a lot of white guys.
They look great. These white men look very. Cultured almost. There's a lot of Metallica shirts and glasses and hats.
A lot of people are taking selfies in the gym mirrors and not actually doing anything.
There's a lot of All Lives Matters fellas on this.
This is Austin. They don't say All Lives Matter.
They say All Animals Matter. Exactly. Animals matter more than people here. We're going to have a lot of people be like, hey, take that back. We're not. It's true. Okay, so
this guy
okay.
literally has a sweater wrapped around him like Carlton.
Okay. Yeah, talk closer, Marcellus.
I'm
like
sorry.
You're gonna kiss me. We're sharing one mic, so
wait,
he has
there's
to be
a,
close.
There's a Toon Blast
that,
app.
Okay, so this is how I know that Grindr is satanic, because before you can even choose on the dude you want to potentially ruin
there's
your life with,
saying, what's up,
there's
me.
A Candy Crush fucking thing popping up, and that's like God telling you don't do it. Enjoy your youth. Enjoy your fun and stay away from this man. Okay, so this is, we won't say his name, but he says 20, it says 29, so we're going to call
him. Yeah, that's
his
name. His name's 29.
His name is 29. He was online 16 minutes ago. It's 10:32, 16 minutes ago. That's 10 o'clock is an accurate time.
That's about, you know, the beginning of booty call time.
It is. I say booty, well, for me, I say 11, because it's like, if I ain't doing shit by 11, yeah, I'm trying to.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, we got a.
We got a leather jacket. A floral shirt. And
the leather is kind of a gossy type material. For those of you that don't know what a gossy is a clothing store for women that you shop at when your mom drops you off at the mall with $37.
A gossy is where you shop whenever you need to go to the club and you got $20 and
you want
make
Starbucks.
It work.
And yeah. So you feel like a boss bitch because you got a mocha frap and a skirt.
You get that tube dress for like $15.
It's bodycon.
Bodycon.
His fucking buddy gun.
This is a very loose-fitting suit at a wedding, I'm assuming.
Oh, I hate when dudes wear loose-fitted shit. It's like you feel that breeze by your nuts
and
your shoulders.
And it's always the skinny, tall ones. And I'm like, you have no excuse. You know where a tailor is.
Right. And they have an excuse of, oh, well, I'm so tall and so big, no one can figure me out. It's called Men's Warehouse.
That's called being a Scorpio. I'm kidding.
So he...
He's looking out of a window right now.
I like him already because he has a beer in his hand. Anyone that's pro-alcohol, I'm for. So,
if you're going to be pro-alcohol, though, don't be pro-beer. Because beer is bread water, and you're disgusting for drinking.
And it's a little light, so it's nothing like crazy. Well, maybe it's an IPA. IPA is like dish soap.
What the hell is an IPA?
It's dish soap with a little fermentation, so maybe he's a bad boy. I don't know. Maybe he's like a bad boy that saves the earth.
He's
fuck
not
up.
A bad boy with that haircut.
That is definitely a Rico Suave.
That's not Rico Suave. That's my mom still tucks me in when I visit home.
Not suave, just suave. He can only afford the suave. Suave is like, what, $40, 40 cents at H-E-B? So that's his back. So
we know he's a bottom now. I'm kidding.
You know what he's demonstrating? He's demonstrating that he's new to this game.
Yes.
Because anyone that is confident in their sexuality is not going to post a photo of their back with a peace sign. This whole photo says, hey, look,
I know you're going to swipe left, so I'll see you later.
Right. And he's like, hey, look, I want to try this out. Give me a chance. Peace. Yeah, you're a bottom automatically if you have a fucking peace sign.
And there's nothing wrong with being a bottom, you guys.
Absolutely
we support bottoms'
not.
Rights.
I'm a bottom. I'm with yes. it. I've been a bottom my whole life. I throw up peace signs in my fucking photos. Oh. We're adults. Okay, keep swiping. So what's the point?
That's the last picture.
So what's his bio? What's his bio say?
What is his bio say? Okay.
Have a face picture, a
camera emoji. Okay.
Okay, I don't understand the first sentence, so I'm
have a face picture and stats. Okay, this is important for
that
the
sounds like algebra, and I don't like it.
Okay, so stats are just, you know, your height, your weight, body type, all that stuff. You put that in on Grindr. You have the option to put them in or not, and you know some people don't. So it's just like, you know, saying, "I want to know."
Wow, y'all
your
do like a whole, like this is like all the information that's shown right now, y'all. You would think he's getting a physical at the doctor. They have his height, his weight, his ethnicity. He's mixed. What is he mixed with?
I don't know. They just like to say mixed, so that white guys will probably want to bone them.
Right. So he seems cultured because he looks very.
It's
Hispanic.
Like I'm not fully ethnic if you think about it. I'm mixed with other things.
Yeah, he's probably like mixed with like, I mean, he looks Hispanic, so I'd say he's probably like, for the way he, and I can say this because I'm Hispanic, but he kind of looks like he's like half Mexican, half El Paso. Like that's kind of like.
Not El Paso?
I feel like that's what he
just
was.
The whole city of El Paso, you guys.
He's really cute though.
He's 6'6", and I don't like guys that are taller than me.
He's sick. Oh, he's German. He's like Mexican and German. He has to be. He's y'all might think I sound racist right now. No, this man looks very Hispanic.
He is Hispanic.
Yeah.
There's no way he's not Hispanic.
He must be, which is that's my.
Just fucking. Again, he's trying to put mix so that you know, like the white guys don't get scared away.
Right. He's like, look, I'm Mexican, but
which I think is overrated.
I wear
don't try to smash white guys on purpose, you guys. Only smash white guys by accident.
Yeah, make them feel guilty.
Yeah.
Body type toned. Gender man. Okay.
My favorite is whenever like people like whenever they have the gender thing, they just like write some random shit. I'm like, oh, you're so funny, 4-year-old white guy for putting like lizard. I don't know, Quasimodo. Like
Quasimodo. That was better than lizard.
It's like gender roles are so funny. He could
6'6", that's a tall motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
I'm not getting 6'6" energy from this
but
photo.
I'm really
though.
Not, right?
This is definitely 5'4" energy he is putting out.
I would give him 5'7" because I'm
real.
Nice.
I say 5'5" at most. 6'6".
See, now I'm wondering if the girl next to him is like short or if he's just like really tall.
I
don't know what 6. Oh, actually, I do know. Well, I don't know because like I'm 6'1".
And your energy is way more than a 5'4" motherfucker.
Well, I mean,
okay, he's boring.
He is boring.
We're tired of him. Let's do one more. Where's the next guy?
Who am I gonna find?
So, and we're doing this because you know I'm really so tonight. I just want
she wants to evolve her. She wants to emerge herself into the gay world.
Sure. I'm a black woman with attitude. I feel like y'all have emerged me
exactly
into y'all's world without
I'm a black
me
woman with attitude. I am a gay man.
To, which I'm not against it. So this is terrible. This is a horrible app. This is a horrible thing.
It really is.
It's terrible. I would only use this app if I wanted to fuck, which is why this app is used a lot.
It is.
With that being said,
my profile is pretty awesome.
Do you think that with, you're such a stud.
I'm a Leo, if you can't tell. That's why I think very highly of myself.
Mm-hmm. And I mean stud in the best homosexual way. Question, because okay, I had a horrible experience on Tinder. I was on Tinder, so a little backstory on my little thoughtiness. It all began Fourscore. No, I don't know what that means. I moved here to Austin about 3 years ago, and so I was like, let me just get on. So, yeah, my experiences with
Tinder, I was like, you know, I moved to Austin from Houston. And I was like, you know what? What's better way to meet men and get free drinks is
than your phone. Yes,
exactly. So So the thing about it was with me, I was in a serious relationship before I moved to Austin. So all I knew was like consistent, semi-faithful dick. That is all that I knew.
Yes.
So coming into Austin, where there's a city of like raging hormones and just wildness.
People looking to escape.
Exactly. It's never Neverland. It's like
a
bunch of Peter Pans here. So
exactly.
I came out here and I was doing Tinder and I met just the craziest people. But I will say I had some good times on Tinder. I actually met, you're going to love this. I met a guy, we went on a Tinder date. I can't remember what the first date was, but it was good because I kept talking to him. And
yeah, I've never gotten that far, but continue.
I know, it's special. And we just kept hanging out. He was just a cool dude. I got zero vibe from him that he was interested in women.
Okay.
Like zero vibe.
Is this the story of how we met or?
And ladies and gentlemen, that is how me and Marcellus met.
Yes.
We matched on Tinder. I thought he wanted to smash and instead he passed and now he's here. No, it wasn't you. It was another white man.
Oh, okay.
Marcellus is very not white. So, and we
again, unless you're a casting director, then I am.
You are. Whatever you need me to be, baby. He's great. He's a wonderful dude. We hang out to this day. We hang out all the time. He comes to my comedy shows. He's a good dude. So that was a perk. You know, he didn't like pussy, but it was still a perk. He's a great person. And why not just meet better people in your life? But the other dudes I had on Tinder, oh my, I got some stories. I remember this one dude. He was a guy that worked for, I won't say the business name, but he worked for this big corporation. He was a young dude. And he
can
was,
I guess the business name? And if I'm right, you can wink.
Is okay, it go ahead.
Oracle. It definitely was an Oracle, you guys. Never mind. We're going to redact that.
Oh, are you a wizard? What the fuck? How the fuck did you know that?
I just guessed.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
Everyone in Austin allegedly works at Oracle.
Every douchebag that's under the age of 25 works at fucking Oracle.
Allegedly.
We can't stop saying them. They're not sponsoring us.
Yeah.
This is Yak.
I mean, we don't know what they do, so maybe they are.
No idea what Oracle does.
They don't like,
but employ fuck boys. So that is all I know. So he was like super like, you know, braggy about it. And he was just like, I'm blah, 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 blah. You should.
Just like that?
Exactly like that. He actually did talk like that. I thought he had a problem, but he was very attractive. So, you know, daddy issues, I fucking went with it. And he was well off. He had his own condo and all that superficial shit that my fucking superficial ass likes. Mm-hmm. Not anymore. I'm growing. But he was such a douchebag. Oh my gosh, he was terrible. And I remember one time, this was before I really was like confident with my sexuality, meaning, you know, if I wanted to have sex with someone, I would. I was still very nervous. Shocker.
Yeah. I was very nervous when I first started to have sex with Leah, too. So
you should be. It's a thing. My body's shaped weird. I never forget. This was like maybe the second time we dated. First of all, before we even met up with each other on Tinder, he was very like, he told me some whack ass joke. I think because I had comedy in my bio at the time.
Oh, yeah.
And I was trying to get that clout. Yeah. And
he said, "You're a comedian. Let me show you that I'm a better one."
Right. I went to business school. Women shouldn't vote. That's kind of the vibe that he had. I shit you not. He told me some whack ass fucking joke. And then he's like, "Yeah, we should meet up." Look, I'm like, sure, that means alcohol. So I'm going to meet up at a bar.
Free food, maybe.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. Let's do it.
Reparations, you got to get what you can.
Get it how the fuck you live it. So
immediately he's bragging about working for this company. He's immediately bragging about what school he went to, da 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 da. So as he's talking about all this shit, on the first meetup, I'm like, this dude has an incredible penis. Well,
really?
His...
It just sounds... I mean, from what the way you described it, I mean, like, I was just, like, thinking maybe a 5-incher, but...
See, again, I was inexperienced. Because, of course, any fucking loser that's bragging about his job and what school he went to for a whole fucking 3 hours...
You just assumed that it was big.
Because I didn't know any better.
Was it actually, though? Sorry, I know we're... This is a story.
No, well, you're right. No, you're right. That's definitely little dick energy. Yeah. But I didn't know any better. So... I'm like, ooh, yay, he's successful. This could work. To put it this way, his penis still haunts me. It was the most... Listeners, God bless you for still listening. Have you ever...
Is that where the term phantom dick comes from? Or?
See, that scares me. I don't even know what that means.
Allegedly. I'm not sure.
Allegedly. His penis looked... You know those mushrooms that grow?
No.
You know the
not a Smurf dwelling.
You know this mushroom? Like, I wish I was lying. I'm really not. I'm crying right now. Guys.
No, I know exactly what you mean.
You know those mushrooms that grow outside your grandma's like house when it rains?
Like, you know, it's like it's time for raining. It's
what's
about
crazy though? He wasn't white.
Now. He wasn't. Wait, hold up, guys. I've been imagining him white this entire time, so I have to do a lot of character.
White dudes are packing some, but no, this man was black and white. His father was white. And
I was
about
to say,
like,
I knew
black.
His mother was white. I'm sorry.
The fucking German gene kicked in strong. He had, like,
By the way, I mixed a lot of things, so I can say whatever I want.
Right, we're fucking mutts, so don't judge us. We can say what we want, okay? We're a part of the...
But everyone
people.
Knows, like, facts. The only, like the only time that, like, a white mom was, like, successfully raised a black person was, like, Zendaya's mom.
You're going to get death threats from white women that have black children.
Sorry, Idina Menzel, actually, I love you. So you did a good job. Tay's the one that doesn't know what the fuck he's... I'm kidding. No, wait. Actually,
I don't even know these people you're talking about, but I'm
you
loving
know Idina
it.
Menzel?
I pay bills. I don't really know about people that are rich and famous more than I am. Yeah, it was terrible. He like whipped
that swallowing
it.
Was Leah drinking some.
It was
away,
I
not
need,
my
and not Marcellus isn't practicing. That's just me drinking wine. He was so the energy he put off. He put off the energy like he had like he was with the shits. Like his dick had a fucking gravitational pull.
Had its own fucking zip code.
It had a whole its own social. Like that is how the fuck he was acting. And for him to whip out this fucking. Hop dotty fucking you know extra accessory to a burger fucking mushroom dick it just really upset me and it made me feel like
I'm upset at this hop dotty comparison.
Well, because hop dotty has wonderful ingredients like vegetables and I need to stop naming names.
Hop dotty plug.
They're not sponsoring this so we shouldn't do that.
Hop on down to hop dotty if you
want mushroom dick. So, yeah, and it just pissed me off. And so and I judged my whole Tinder experience off of that because I continued to match with dudes that had that same energy. They had this energy of like, okay, well, I took you out. I bought you drinks. We should fuck. And I think that is so insane. Like, it is so insane for a person. I'm not going to say a man because I know a lot of like, I know women do this shit too. I know women be like, oh, yeah, you know, I'll pay for everything. I'm a young, independent woman. By the way, like, you know, I know cougars do that shit. Cougars be like, yeah, I'll fucking pay for your classes, Connor. You can fucking suck my Libya. Like, that's not okay. That's not, like, that's prostitution, which I'm not against prostitution, but there's a time and place for that shit. And the time.
Legalize prostitution, you guys.
Absolutely. I mean, hey, if you gonna fuck people, think about this. People be fucking all the time for free.
For free.
You might as well get a bill paid from
but
it.
The guy that gives you, like, you know, napkins from Pete
exactly.
Terry's after he's done to clean up.
Exactly. Like, and you know what? I know some of you listeners
crap,
are probably like, wow, this isn't. No, you're right. Look,
Pete
I'm...
Pete Terry's.
Well, Pete Terry's is actually a pretty good place. Then we are plugging every business that is not paying a shit. Like, why are we... We are not a church.
Right, redact that, you guys. Redact it.
We are not Jehovah's Witnesses. Why are we giving credit to those that don't even support us?
Exactly.
So, Yeah, I know some of y'all are listening. This is no, look, how many people go out and get drunk and have hooked up with somebody and fucked somebody that they had no business even fucking talking to? So what's the issue with fucking somebody and getting a little cash from it?
You know what the issue is?
What?
America hates women.
So you think women are the prostitutes?
No, but if women can own her sexuality and make money off of it, men will lose their shit.
Of course, it's a problem.
Of course.
Oh, but what's crazy?
Because you know most brothels in the, like, were owned by women. And right. That's how women, especially like in the West, they actually like ran the West because they were owned brothels.
There's a show, I wish I knew the name of it, but they're not paying us, so I'm not going to say it. Yeah. There's a show on Netflix that I saw a few months ago, and it was about basically whores in like the 1800s. Mm-hmm. It was such a good fucking
show. We're using
show.
Whore in a liberating way, by the way.
Oh, of course.
We're
mean,
all
I would
here.
I'd get that shit tattooed on me if I didn't have eczema. But fucking, like, it was a great show because it was like these prostitutes and a woman ran it. But she would keep it real with them. Mm-hmm. She'd keep it real and be like, yeah, look, you, because one, you know, some of these girls were young and they fall in love with these dudes and they'd be like, you know, I love him. He loves me. He calls me to be his whore every day of the week more than the other girls.
I thought you were going to do like a French accent for a while.
Actually, we're British.
I loved him more.
She was like, I love him. He calls me more than the other whores. So he wants to marry me. And the pimp bitch was like, no, you whore. Like,
this went from British to Australian really fast.
Is that Australian? Is it like,
no, you whore.
No, you whore. See, black people can do stuff like that. Anyways, so, yeah, no, you're totally right. Go back to Tinder.
Oh, right,
from
shit.
Prostitution yeah. back to okay. Tinder.
Is there a difference? We'll see. We'll
I
find
don't
out
think
next
so.
Episode.
No, there isn't. Because I can't, I'm not going to fucking lie. I have definitely... I remember living here for the first like week and being bored as fuck and being like, damn, I would love to explore the city and get fucking free drinks and get food. And I know there's a man named Trevor or DeMarcus that would love to do that.
Those are the two people you find in Austin, either a Trevor or a DeMarcus.
Pretty much, yeah, exactly. And either a DeMarcus that wears Timberlands or a DeMarcus that wears sandals. And usually the ones that wear sandals...
They're the ones that are named DeMarcus because their parents wanted them to be hood, but then they like kept having friends that like, you know, are like, here are boat shoes. And they're like, oh, it's all downhill from there.
I feel like
start
no
wearing knitted vests.
I feel like no one knows what we're talking about. But yeah, so anyways, Tinder was a good and bad experience for me. Of course, I was very young and immature at the time, less than I am now. But I'd give online dating, I guess the moral I'd say, I give online dating a plus, because I have a lot of friends that heterosexual and homosexual, they have husbands and wives from fucking so like online dating. I think it's just what you put out, definitely.
I think it's what like freaks me out. Like, I don't know why. Like, I'm that like weird. Like, I'm just like annoying, but I'm just like, I would never like want to be like, oh, by the way, me and your father met on Grindr. Or yeah. Like, you know that app Tinder? Yeah, that's how I got your dad.
But I feel like by the time we have children that we can tell that to, this shit would be so foreign to them. Like, they'll think...
Or it'll be super commonplace.
What do you mean?
Like, it'll be like, by that time, meeting online will be super...
Regular, yeah. Like, normal. Like, that is what you do.
Like, meeting people in person will just be like, oh, wait, that was a thing?
That's right.
Grandma and grandpa, like, met the sock hop? What's that?
Right, exactly. Like, I feel like in the next 30 years meeting people in person is they'd be like, ew, that's what rapists do. You know, like, I feel like we're so disconnected from like human interaction that I can totally see that in the next like 50 years, that is going to be the way. Like, so, like meeting somebody, because even, you know, it's crazy. Even now, I meet people, like, you know, I'm super fucking friendly. I will talk to any fucking body. I love talking to people. I love people. And people get kind of like, not in a bad way, but people do get weirded out that I'm so like, hey, yeah, let's talk. Let's fucking, you know, let me find out about you as a person through your fucking
voice.
Well,
you see, I get that, but like on, because I like to talk too, because I hate small talk. Like if someone tries to just be like, oh, it's like, oh, how's your day? The weather. And I'll just be like, what the fuck is happening? Right. But I do like to get to the whole, like, let's like actually have a conversation, but I'm usually never the one that initiates it. Or if I do, you know, sometimes people like just be like a little like, oh, wow, that's a lot. you know, right off the bat.
So, okay.
Because, like, I'm, like, half joking, but, like, a lot of times, you know, right. I'll just be like, so, tell me your, like, greatest fear. And they'll be like, what the fuck? And I'm like, no, I want
to
know.
It's like, no, yeah, exactly. It's like, it's weird for you to actually want to know. Kind of like, we were talking about this, not on air, but we were talking about this.
We live in a society, guys.
We do. And we were also talking about how, like, it's so interesting that it's very taboo to, before you sleep with someone,
to actually have a conversation with them.
To know their last name. It's so weird.
Yeah.
But it's great. Like, me personally, I play 21 questions with fucking every dick that I want in me. Like, I ask men, I'm like, okay, who, you know, I ask those questions because,
because,
like,
you don't, well, you want to know, like, who you're letting into your home, you know?
Exactly.
It's like, what if I sleep with a guy and then I find out that, like, his favorite Beyonce album is Sasha Fierce? Like, I can't erase that.
You have to kill him and yourself.
Yes.
If he doesn't like Beyonce, you just gotta murder you.
No, you can like Beyonce. Just don't let Sasha Fierce. That was an era. You know, that was an era, and that's a great era. And I love every Beyonce era, but, you know, everyone knows, like, we come to a consensus that Sasha Fierce was, you know,
yeah,
that's something that we try to ignore.
But isn't that crazy that, like, you and I know you listeners can, you know, if you go to someone, unless they're Mormon, if you fucking tell them, hey, what, can I see your test results before we have sex? They're going to look at you like you're Mormon. Like, it's, like, you know, and I think that's insane that the things that are very important when,
especially,
it comes,
especially, I mean, people want to, like, nutting people, like, yikes.
Yeah, like, it's crazy that sex is the most intimate thing you can do with someone, and it's so big in dating culture. It's damn near a necessity in some cases, and it's crazy that,
unless you're Mormon,
of course. Yeah. Okay, we're
plugging Mormons now. Oh,
we're plugging Mormons.
They're not paying us either.
I don't think they pay anybody, but nothing against Mormon.
They say you pay us.
Stop. My best friend's Mormon. It's okay. I can make these jokes. Mm-hmm. I actually fucked a Mormon once. That's a whole nother episode. Anyways,
I kind of did too.
I did. And they're great people. So the thing is, yeah, it's just, it's so crazy that we, like, that's a taboo thing to, you can share your most intimate private thing with someone, but to try to protect it, is you're doing too much.
That's the thing. I think the conversation, you know, with, like, casual sex, you know, some people, I think, you know, I think some people obviously, you know, enjoy it, and they, you know, that's the way that they like to get to, I guess, know a person or whatever. And, you know, some people, even, like, whenever they're in a relationship, they like to still, like, keep the relationship open. But I feel like for, like, most people, we don't actually like hookup culture. We just do it because, like, every once in a while you get that itch scratched.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, it'd be really weird to, you know, you don't want to be the person that's just like, oh, let's, like, actually have a conversation. Because, you know, like you said, people are just going to look at you like, what the fuck is wrong with this bitch, you know?
Right. No, I totally agree. And I think, you know, and I'm, it's funny you say that. I like that you said that, because that's true. A lot of dating culture is, I believe, is just full of a bunch of happy endings and mistakes. But I think ultimately dating culture nowadays, I'm speaking just as this millennial, you know, it helps you figure out a lot about yourself, because you do get yourself in situations where you normally wouldn't be in, but again, like you said, because you may have that itch, and that itch is just being human. You know, we all, whether you're conservative or not, you know, whether you're a little thotty McGee or not, you know, it's like, we all feel things and we all think things and we all, and it's like, if that opportunity comes to act upon it, then why not? Like, you know,
that's the thing. Cause I feel like, especially like being gay, I feel like, you know, sex is so much a part of, like, the culture.
Sure, right, yeah.
And I think it's, like, I think people don't really understand that just because being sex positive doesn't mean you're always having sex.
Right,
it just
right.
means that you're having positive sexual interaction.
Right,
you need to
right.
figure out what that is
exactly,
for you.
Exactly,
and if that's, you know, having a lot of sex with a lot of different people whose names you don't know and that's what you like, then go ahead and do that. But if you are more, like,
be safe at least.
Yeah, be safe, actually, guys. Stop nutting in people. If
don't do that. That's so, that's whack.
That's whack, guys. Stop posting, like, bareback gangbangs.
fucking raw is whack. Well, no, no, actually, well, no, actually it's not. But yeah, that,
you got too much dip on your chip there, Leo.
Right,
hold up.
I know I did, but nutting in people. Yeah,
that you don't know.
Don't do that. Don't, unless, honestly, I'm going to start fucking having motherfuckers sign agreements. Like, yeah. You need to sign paperwork before you.
You need to sign paperwork.
Because if you nutting me, I'm fucking taking you to court, and that's going to cover the expense. That's going to cover the plan B and the traumatic stress that you've caused me. Because, yeah, guys, stop that shit. Now, it's different. If you ask her and you ask her, which you should, guys, you should totally, men, you should totally ask a girl, be like, yo, be real, be like, yo, can I nut in you? She going to say yes or no. That's it. I highly doubt she's not going to fuck you because you have a penis, and a penis is very applicable.
I love this insight on the heterosexual lifestyle.
Of nutting, you know? So it's like, be real. Ask a girl, hey, can I nut in you? Yes. Some girls are with it. I have plenty of girlfriends that are totally for it. My black ass is not. I am...
No, and whenever we go to their baby showers, we...
Right.
We talk about, remember that time David nutted in you?
Right. Remember that text, that group text you sent us that came true and now we're all here at your fucking baby shower? No, I'm not doing that. But if a dude, I've had dudes ask me, hey, can I nut you? I'd be like, absolutely not. They're like, okay, cool. And we're good. It's
chill, man.
And it's chill. And then we fucking play Uno after and it's a good time and there's no problems.
It's like, can I nut you? And it's like, no. Oh, okay. I just wanted to know.
I just wanted to ask.
Is that how they sounded?
Well, I appreciate that's
like
how,
Eeyore?
That's how every dude in my head sounds. Every motherfucker I've ever dated and talked to sounds like Eeyore. Just sad and useless. But, yeah, I think we need to be more, I think dating apps would be more successful if, which ironic, dating apps gives us this platform to be so open with each other, but yet we're very secluded on these apps.
This is getting very deep, you guys. Lauryn Hill is starting to play in the background.
But this is true. Like, we use dating apps, and not even just for young people. I know plenty of older people, you know, 40, 50-year-old people that use, you know, these apps. And I think the concept is great, but I just think the way that we are executing it is terrible. I think that it's terrible that we are, you know, afraid to be ourselves, you know, and afraid to actually talk to a the app is the easy part. You match with a person. I like the way you look. Da-da. And people say, well, Tinder and, you know, dating apps is superficial because you only like the person because the way they look. That's what the fuck you do when you're in HEB. I don't fucking start talking to somebody because they got fucking apples in their cart. I talk to them because they look good as hell and I want to sit on their face. Yeah. And then I find out the rest over on Rainy Street at a fucking bar. You know what I'm saying?
And like, if their personality's trash, 9 times out of 10, you just ditch them anyway.
Still fuck them. Exactly. So... But no, it's like, I think the dating app thing is great. It's just, as a people, as this, just this generation, we have just slaughtered it into it.
I like that you brought up the whole, you know, not being able to be yourself thing, because I feel like with me, even though I do joke a lot, I always open up with a joke so that, or like something that's like joking, so that like if I get like rejected, I can just be like, I didn't care about you anyway, you know? And I'm just, you know, it's like, it's like that guard that's always up, you know? I think we're so afraid of like getting rejected or like people, like, you know, actually putting ourselves out there, our authentic selves. And then like someone goes like, oh, that's weird. And you're like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to die now.
Exactly. And it's like, that's crazy that we have to feel. First of all, you know how fucking weird it is to download an app to meet people to potentially date? Like, you're already the weirdo, so who are you to judge me? But you feel like that. You feel like on these apps, you feel like you can't, you have to, you know, like, you know, like there was Bumble is like, everyone's like, oh, Bumble is great because the woman gets to play the first move. I was like, absolutely not. This is horrible. I have anxiety issues. I don't want to fucking slide into a dude's DMs first, because men are already judging women and women judge men and we all judge each other. And I don't want to, because then I'm thinking like, oh, what do I say? Is what I'm saying sounds slutty? Is what I'm saying sounds too, no, I don't want a, What you call it? A
scrub, I think, is what TLC says.
Sure, that definitely. But I don't want like a outline of how to fucking ask a dude out or talk to a dude. I think you should just, both parties, man and women, gay or straight, whatever you choose to be and whatever you are, I think we all should, if you want to talk to somebody, just fucking talk to them.
Yeah.
Whatever app you're on, whatever app you're not on.
And wouldn't it be great if it were that simple?
And it, yes.
It is, but it isn't.
It is, but it fucking isn't. That's why, you know what? The people that say they have trouble on Tinder, I always ask them, like, are you, what are you doing? You know, because you can't control what another person does. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Are you talking to them? Are you being open? Are you honest? And usually they're like, oh, no, I just kind of go off of what they do. Well, they're going off of what you do. Y'all are both fucking idiots. Yeah. So it's not going to go anywhere.
Gays never actually talk on Tinder. Can we, let's discuss that for another
please.
Episode.
Yeah.
They just, like, I have so many people that I've matched with, and I literally maybe talk to, like, 10% of them.
That's
like,
weird.
Actually had a conversation with, yeah. Because most of the time, like, you know, like, shit happens on Grindr. You know, I'll see people on Tinder, I'll match with them, and then I see them on Grindr, and that's whenever, like, there's an actual conversation probably getting sparked.
Right.
Because that's where, you know, the shit will go down. But, you know, like, Tinder is more for, at least for gays, I think, it's, like, more for if you actually want to find someone that, like, you could have potential relationship with.
So, gays use Tinder?
Yeah, we do. We just, like, so we swipe, but we don't do a lot of tippity-tapping on the keyboard.
So, what would you say the difference is between Tinder and Grindr?
Grinders, whenever you want immediate satisfaction. Tinder's for if you have the potential to, like, actually date someone. At least my experience.
Ooh,
of it.
And I think you are
but
correct.
But I think that's why, like, a lot of the times, you know, you don't talk to a lot of people that you match with because, you know, who, well, at least, I think, like, at least, like, maybe right now, because I'm, like, in my 20s, you know, it's like, who wants to, like, start a
settle
relationship
down
right
and have
now?
A family, yeah. Right.
A family, hold up.
And that's why I stopped Tinder because I'm like, you know what? I don't even want.
I don't want to get nutted in tonight.
At all. I'm too cute and successful to get nutted in. And with that being said, that has been another episode of Hear Me, Bitch, guys. Marcellus, where can we find... plug in your social media. What's your social media?
Oh, God. My social media on pretty much everything is Cellus Williams, C-E-L-L-U-S Williams, except for on Twitter, it's Cellus Williams with the underscore between Cellus and the Williams. And yeah, I hope I can do this again. This is really fun.
This is great. What's your username on Grindr? So
you don't have usernames on Grindr.
Oh, you just have numbers.
You just have to be
you have
in the
age.
City. I'm on Scruff too. If anyone wants to,
that sounds
if any daddy wants to find
horrible.
Me.
Horrible.
It is horrible. That's a whole. That's another. That's
but
what
if
we're talking
you know what it is,
episode.
Look
that's
him up. Look up Marcellus. This has been Marcellus. What's your last name, Marcellus?
It's Williams.
Williams. Marcellus Williams. I'm supposed to know that.
She is supposed to know that, right?
Well,
we only went to the
I'm
same middle school and high school and elementary. Which is cool together.
You're giving them too much information. I am Leah Sampson. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you're in Austin, Texas, please make sure you come out to Fallout Theater where I host and have Hear Me Bitch, the actual all-female comedy showcase at 8 p.m. It's BYOB. It's a wonderful, wonderful fucking time. You think this is ridiculous? The show is even more. And it's just a great environment. It is gender friendly. So women, men, trans, whatever you classify as, dogs even come because it's Austin. Please come through, get some laughs, and have a wonderful time. Thank you guys so much. I'm going to finish this wine, and I'll talk to y'all later. Goodbye.
Bye.